Okay, take a deep breath in and relax. Start tapping in the side of your hand, karate chop, and just repeat after me out loud. Even though there's a part of me that produces anxiety in social situations, and I really don't like it. It sucks to be anxious. I want to be open to understanding this part of me now. Even though there's this part of me that is really afraid of being around others, and this part rehearses worst-case scenarios for me and produces anxiety, and it does this in an attempt to protect me. To protect me from re-experiencing these things from the past that were traumatic. It is, in fact, trying to do me a favor by warning me about what possibly could go wrong. I still don't like feeling the anxiety. But I'm willing to find a way to start understanding this part of myself. Even though this part of me is trying to keep me safe, safe from feeling that emotional pain again. And the anxiety is really a warning signal. I have never really understood that very well. And I've always hated this part of me that produces anxiety. I never really understood why. I still don't fully get it. But I want to come to an understanding now. I want to understand this part of me that produces anxiety in social situations. And I want to start accepting all parts of myself now. And come to a place of peace. Go to the beginning of your eyebrows and tap there. This part of me produces anxiety for me in social situations. Side of the eyes, and I hate it. Under the eyes, it does so for a reason. Under the nose, and whatever that reason is, it sucks to be anxious. On the chin. How can his anxiety possibly be helpful? The collarbone, it's making my life a living hell. Under the arms, this part of me is afraid of being around others. On the liver point, because of things that happened in the past. On the wrist point, it's warning me that something similar might happen. On the top of the head, it tells me all the things that might possibly be painful emotionally. On the beginning of the eyebrows, it warns me of all the things that might cause me to experience emotional pain again. Side of the eyes, it's really trying to keep me safe from that. Under the eyes, it's really doing its best to keep me safe. Under the eyes, it doesn't know of any other way to keep me safe yet. on the nose. It thinks the anxiety keeps me safe. On the chin. The anxiety does keep me on my toes. On the collarbone, making me super alert. And super aware. Under the arms. And this part of me thinks that this is the best way to keep me safe. On the liver point, all it wants is to prevent me from experiencing that emotional pain again. Wrist point, it's really got a positive intention. Top of the head, it's really got my best intentions in mind, my best interest in mind. On the beginning of the eyebrows, it's trying to do me a favor. On the side of the eyes, it's trying to help me. Under the eyes, and all I've been doing is hating it. Under the nose, fighting against it. On the chin, why it's desperately trying to help me. The collarbone, I want to change that now that I understand this part of me better. Under the arms. I still don't like the way it's going about protecting me. On the liver point. I still don't like feeling anxious. On the wrist point. But I want to stop fighting this part of me. And appreciate its intention to try to keep me safe. On the top of that, I don't like the strategy this part of me is using to keep me safe. But I can definitely appreciate its positive intention to keep me safe. The beginning of the eyebrows, I'm purposely honoring this part of me now. Side of the eyes, for its intention to keep me safe. Under the eyes, I've been so hard on this part of myself. Under the nose, wow, it's been working so hard to keep me safe. On the chin, I now choose to stop fighting and rejecting this part of me. On the collarbone, I'm now accepting this part of me. Under the arms, embracing this part of me. Liver point, loving it for its intention to keep me safe. Wrist point, honoring and respecting this part of me. Top of the head, because I now understand that its intention is to keep me safe. The beginning of the eyebrows. I now choose to accept all of me. The side of the eyes. I now know that each and every part of me is trying to serve me. Under the eyes. And I love and appreciate all parts of me now. Under the nose. And while I'll probably still be anxious. On the chin, I now understand why this part of me is producing anxiety. Collarbone, it's just trying to protect me from re-experiencing emotional pain I endured in the past. Under the arms, and I choose to be at peace about that. On the liver point, taking comfort in knowing that as I release the emotional pain from the past, on the wrist point, as I release the evidence that this part has to feel a need to protect me, on the top of the head, this part will have less and less reason to protect me with anxiety. Beginning of the eyebrows. And once I have released the past, and once I communicate to this part that I need confidence in these situations to be most safe, on the side of the eyes, I love knowing that since this part always has my best interest in mind, under the eyes, since it always does for me what keeps me most safe, under the nose, it's comforting to know that it will then happily oblige and produce confidence when around others. Chin. I appreciate knowing that this part of me has always got my back. It's always keeping me safe. On the collarbone. I'm accepting this part of me now fully. Under the arms. And I'm accepting myself now completely. On the liver point. I know the part of me that produces social anxiety is not all of me. On the wrist point. I know why it's doing what it's doing. On the top of the head. And I now choose to lovingly respect, embrace, and appreciate all parts of myself. Good. Take a deep breath. And relax.